I'm going to shift gears here real quick to Susan Pendergrass with Show Me Institute. Susan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you in studio here. A little bit of positive news out of the state of Missouri. Your efforts, the Show Me Institute's efforts, have done something really good to help the education process. And it seems like a lot of times education conversations are, we should do this and we should do that. But something got done. Tell us about it.
Yes, it did. And, you know, it was a pretty distracted legislative session, certainly. But the last week of the session, the last week of the session, something that we have been pressing for years, which is that a lot of the students in the state of Missouri don't have access to calculus or physics or even chemistry or the classes that are like required to apply to the University of Missouri. Their high school doesn't teach them. So they've been stuck. And what happened last week is that the legislature passed a law saying that the Missouri Virtual Instruction Program, which is already in place and already has approved curriculum and providers, now students can take classes there and their school district will pay for them.
Yeah, that is fantastic. How come they don't have those classes to begin with? What's the limitation there?
Well, it's hard in a small community to hire, you know, let's say you want to do foreign language, you might have a Spanish teacher, but you're not going to probably have Mandarin or French or like a variety. You kind of have to focus on what you can and can't do. And so it's hard. But through the Missouri Virtual Instruction Program, there's every language. There's all the AP classes are available, plus other math and science courses, plus a ton of other stuff. And one pretty cool thing is that if a student and their parents decides, they can do this virtual program full time. Rather than attending their public school that they're assigned to, they can go full-time virtual now.
Wow.
And their district will pick up the tab for that as well.
Which is really what university systems are doing in large part. There are a lot of people getting the majority of their credits, if not all of their credits, via the online system. So it's not like this is something that is a huge sidestep of what is actually taking place in the education community.
Right. And, you know, there's some kids for whom, like, their school just isn't a good fit and maybe they're being bullied. And that's gotten a little bit worse in terms of how bad that can be now. And it's better for them to have a place to where they can study at home and be safe and not have to worry about being bullied. And there's all kinds of reasons why full-time virtual might work. But it's nice that now finally parents have another option besides their public school.
So is this a new innovative thing? Is this employed in different places right now successfully?
Yeah, most other states already offer this. So I think at the Show Me Institute, when we realized that there were so many high school students who went to school in a building that didn't teach calculus, for example, it was just surprising. And especially when you realize that the system is already in place through MOVIP, but they expected the parents to pay the tuition. So now, you know, the good news is the district picks up the tuition and the students can sit down with their high school counselor. They can say, here's all the classes you need next year. These five will be in the building. These one or two will be online. You go to the library and it should just be a seamless access to a much wider variety of courses.
And where's the funding coming from this?
So the students still counted as a student in that district, so they get the state funding, but then the district sends a portion of the funding, like one class is worth, 15% basically, about $900, to the Missouri Virtual Instruction Program for the class that they're accessing through them.
And who runs the Missouri Virtual Instruction Program?
It has been in place for quite a while now. Students can take classes there now for free, but only in the summer, or they can pay to take classes, or medically fragile kids can take classes there for free now. So that's been in place through DESE for quite a while.
And how has Show Me Institute been involved in helping make this course access goal come to reality?
Yeah. So in the last two legislative sessions, for sure, as legislation was introduced, we've gone down and provided testimony in Jefferson City. We've done blogs. We've done some longer essays and also collected data to just see like how bad the situation is and how much are the students missing out. And I think some of that data, and again, this point that a lot of high schools don't offer the courses that a student would need to go to the University of Missouri, I think hopefully has helped sort of change some minds so that they were able to pass this overwhelmingly with bipartisan support.
So speaking of the support there, was this an easier thing to push through? Did it take an exorbitant amount of effort, or was this something that a lot of people were able to, especially legislators, able to come around and understand and support for the students of Missouri?
I mean, I think most people supported the idea that students should be able to access it. The full-time virtual was a little bit of a point of contention. So eventually, when both sides got together and they said, yeah, you can take one class or all your classes, then I think we were able to get a bill that passed.
Missouri, being a Midwestern state, is subject to some days of weather hazard, snow days and that type of thing. Is there any possibility that we are moving towards if a snow day not being so much of a snow day anymore and being able to offer classes virtually or assign homework virtually to kids who are participating in an online curriculum anyway?
Yeah, I can't speak to states doing it, but I know some countries like Singapore, they automatically set that system up and they even do drills where they'll have everyone stay home and make sure the school day runs in the way it would have run anyway. So I think, you know, given broadband connections, for sure, that could be a thing that we would move towards.
What about cost? When it comes to the cost to employ a classroom with an educator in there and students and potential aides that might need to be present based on class size, does this online version of education, not so much in this just generally wanting to grant access to kids who don't have access, but just for the future of education, does this online model provide a less costly opportunity for a state like Missouri?
Certainly. I mean, once the classes and the curriculum are vetted, and there's guardrails in this bill so that the school district pays the Missouri Virtual Instruction Program on a monthly basis. And on a monthly basis, they find out if the student's been attending, how they're doing on assessments. So it's not just like write a check and off they go. They are, you know, continually monitoring the progress to see if it's successful for the student. So I think that's kind of the piece. When virtual instruction started a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago, you just put a kid in a chair and you like hope for the best. We know that that doesn't work, right? But we know that with some guardrails in place and with some contact with the teacher on the other end of the instruction, then we can make this successful.
I remember I was in college in the mid-2000s, and online classes weren't really a thing when I was there, but my husband went back to school to become a teacher, and online classes began to become available. And at first, it seemed like they were pretty loosey-goosey, kind of like, here are the things, check, and you could, some of them more regimented than others. What's the output of these classes? Do kids perform well in them? Is it not for everybody?
Well, I guess it's probably not for everybody or for every subject, right? Mm-hmm. So there's certainly some subjects that are better taught face-to-face and some that are not. And it's not for everybody. You need to be an independent learner. And, you know, but I think in terms of just giving people a wider array of options so that if the brick and mortar setting isn't right, you do have another option. And maybe that's not the right option for everybody, but the Show Me Institute, we just support providing parents more choices.
That's exactly
right. And this
right.
is an awesome choice.
Yeah.
For
the,
some kids.
The amount of restriction that we have in our current public education system with, you really have no say.
Yeah.
No say whatsoever. My children are in public school right now, and this is the first year they've been in public school. Previously in parochial school, I myself went to parochial school all but 1 year of high school, and the amount of just kind of shuffling that you do, you just do the next thing you're told to do. So of all the things that we invest our time and our mental energy and our physical energy into, the education of our children is done for us as if the folks who are making those decisions would know better. And I think that choice is a huge deal.
Prior to this bill, if you lived out in the middle of the state in a rural area and you wanted to be an engineer or a pilot or design websites and you needed to take physics or statistics, it was like, sorry, we
don't offer it.
We don't have a teacher. You're not going to be able to take it. And we know there are bright kids all across the whole state.
Absolutely.
So I'm just glad that they can all now, in every district, access high-level coursework.
That is exactly right. Well, Susan Pendergrass with the Show Me Institute. You can check out everything Show Me Institute at showmeinstitute.org. What's the best way for people to support what you guys are doing at Show Me?
Well, we do events, and we post blogs and op-eds, and I would just say follow what we're doing, and we're a source of information.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had somebody call me about this bill already, so reach out to us. If you want information, we're happy to provide it.
Yeah, awesome. If you go to showmeinstitute.org, you can see the blueprint for this course access program right there at showmeinstitute.org. And also, if you want to donate to their cause, they're doing this on behalf of taxpayers. You can be a part of that. You can support them by knowing the hard work that they're putting into common sense public policy for the state of Missouri, but you can also donate your funds. If you have money that you would like to invest in this type of research and advocacy, it certainly is a great place to put your taxpayer dollars to try to maybe get something out of them on the other end. It's a little bit, it's the opposite of paying taxes.
Right.
You get something from it at the end. Susan Pendergrass, thank you so much
for
joining us.